In this week's parsha, we have a chock full of very, very important principles. One of them, the Torah gives a lav, kol alman of yosom lo sa'anun, not to oppress a widow or an orphan. And then all of a sudden, the Gemara speaks, in the Chumash, sorry, speaks in very strange language. Imane ta'ane oto kim tsa'ok yitz'ak elai shamoa eshma tsa'akaso. Right, we all noticed the strange property of this pasuk. Everything's doubled. Ane ta'ane oto, if you doubly oppress, if he doubly cries, Shemoa Shmai will doubly hear. So we know the Torah often used the language of emphasis, double language, and maybe the Torah is just trying to emphasize like how important this is. But still, that's a lot of double lashonos in the course of one line of the Chumash. Perhaps Al Pidrash, there's something more here. And a number of the chronim tried to figure out what's the remez of this double lashon. The Kli Yakar gives two possible approaches, and he says it must be that whenever you oppress a widow or an orphan, you're really oppressing two, not just two victims, not just one. And therefore, there's two crying outs and two hearings of the cry. And his first shot, he says, you oppress a widow, you're also oppressing the orphan, because when he sees his mother's oppressed, he also feels oppressed. And when you oppress the orphan, you also oppress the widow, because she sees her kid being oppressed, and she also feels oppressed. And therefore, there's always a double aveira in oppressing a widow or an orphan. His second shot, he's a little more theologically creative. He says that we say Hashem is the Avi Yisomim, the Dayan Almanos, right? That therefore, when you oppress a Yasom, you're also Kaviyachal oppressing Hashem, because he feels the special pain of the Yasom, because even though he's the father of everyone, all the Jews, he's especially the father of Yisomim, and he especially feels the pain of the Almana, and therefore you're also oppressing Hashem, as chutzpahdik as that sounds, that's what you're doing. But the Al-Sheikh also sees a double oppression here, but instead of an oppression against two victims, he sees a double oppression against the same victim. And I think he says something very psychologically insightful. He says, the Almana, she's walking around with so much psychological baggage. You know, her husband died, and why did her husband die, and so much suffering, and all the indignities she's gone through since then, and the yasom, and all the times when, you know, the other kids in his class brought their father, and he didn't have a father, and how difficult it was for him. And then you go, you do like some small thing, maybe, to the yasom yalmana. It's a double oppression, because number one, they're upset that you did one act of disrespecting or taking advantage of them, and number two, it brings up all their suffering and all their baggage, and makes them feel anew all the pain they've suffered in this whole difficult process. And therefore, they're going to cry out, a double cry out. For sure, they're not just going to say, Hashem, help me because this fellow stole from me or tricked me or took advantage of me or made fun of me. They're going to say, look at all the suffering I'm going through and how hard it is and I don't know how I can handle it. And Hashem's going to hear the double suffering, and that's why it's so chummer. We're not going to repeat what the Pesukim say is going to happen to the Avaryan in this case. And that's why it's so chummer, because of all the baggage you bring up and everything else going on in their life that you're making them feel again. And I think that's very insightful that, very often, we don't think about, what else is going on in someone's life. Even if there's actually Yasser and Almana, often we don't think about how much pain they're walking around with and how we have to be very careful and extra sensitive because of this. But I found that, maybe I'm a little older than some of the other fellows in the space medrash, that even a guy who's not a Yasom and not an Almana is walking around at the top of the world smiling and everything's perfect in their life, klapei chutz, as far as we see it. You never know, and I mean you never know like maybe 1% of the time, you never know a lot of the time what people are suffering from inside and what they're struggling with and what sorrows they have, so many people are walking around with so much difficulty and so much sorrows and so much suffering and pain inside. And, it's very easy for us to say, oh, this guy made an obnoxious comment to me and, lace into him, etc. And we don't know, how much pain he's maybe going through that drove him to act in an irrational way. Or we're like, we can make fun of someone, poke fun of someone a little. It's not a big deal. I'm sure he doesn't mind. And you don't know, what's going on in their heads and what's going on in their lives and how much that maybe something you see as innocent and not a big deal could really make someone suffer, and how you judge someone based on the outside appearance of, nothing, perfection, etc. And you don't know what's really going on inside them that would make you judge them differently. And I think that's what the Pasuk is teaching, that the Al-Sheikh says, when you're thinking about how to treat someone, even if they're not a widow or an orphan, you have to think about the fact, the possibility, even the probability, there's a lot more going on than you think, and you have to be extra sensitive to make sure to take into account the fact that everyone has tsaros, everyone has battles, everyone has problems that we might not know about, and we should be extra sensitive how we treat people in order to make sure not to judge them wrongly or to cause them unfair pain or to make their life more difficult and cause them all kinds of tsaros that we don't know is going on. And if we do that, then Amir Tz Hashem, Hashem will hear our tefillos and do the opposite of everything that this psukim and give us bracha v'atzlacha and Yeshua.